You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. You know, Friday, 7:30 on Sunday, it's Meet the Press, but here it's I always want to call this show School Talk because it's old habit, the Voices of the West Side.
Eventually,
what is your show called?
There.
You know how we got the name, by the way, Voices of the West Side? Did I tell you this story?
Chat
I
would GPT.
Tell
you.
I wasn't Chat GPT. It was just... It was AI, though.
I figured.
It was.
Yeah, I remember you telling me
that. It was like 30-minute talk show about issues on the west side of Indianapolis, and it spit out a bunch of them, and that was the best one.
That's so awesome.
There you go. Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9, powered by AI, I guess you could say. We're AI.
That's I'm not real.
We are. You're not?
I'm not real.
You're not?
No.
You've got the AI voice.
Exactly.
You know? I guess I...
You think I could sound this good naturally? No.
No, no.
No, it's a voice changer.
Yeah. Kieran really sounds... Really sounds like this all the time.
If they took off the filter, it would just be...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, you never know so, where we're going to go. I know I'm not AI because I've been sick 2 days this week, but feeling better. All good now. So we are back and we are at it. Of course... You know, usually off the top of the show, if there's any kind of national news, we like to react to that. And, of course, a horrible plane crash that happened in Washington, D.C., one of the worst aviation disasters, not only in the last 15 years, but in American history. So certainly sending our thoughts out. Learned, I think it was yesterday, that there was an Indiana resident on the plane, well, a former Indiana resident now living in the DC area, but she was from Carmel. So sending our thoughts out to her family and everyone else that has lost a loved one. Just a tough situation. So we're still investigating that. We're not, the NTSB is, and we'll find out, I'm sure, what happened. But just in the meantime, terrible loss, and we send our thoughts out to everyone in DC and across the country, because a lot of people fly, and it is quite disconcerting when something like that happens. Even though, you know, when I was a kid, and that has been a long time ago, when I was a kid, it seemed like we had aviation disasters just all the time. You know, it was kind of commonplace because, safety wasn't what it is today, and the TSA and things like that, we didn't have all of that back then. But now certainly it's become it's become very safe to fly. In fact, statistically, I believe it's the safest form of transportation. Even with all the safety stuff and everything, it's still very safe to fly. And don't lose faith in that, because it just from all evidence, this was kind of a weird thing that happened there in Washington. So we'll find out what happened and much more. So anyway, what you been up to, Kieran?
I have been doing nothing.
How do we transition out of that?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Other than putting together a bunch of like portfolio work for my music stuff, trying to get some work done with that. And I actually have finally finished with the portfolio. It took me a good like 4 hours yesterday working on it. But it's up now, so I've got to start plugging that on all of my stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, I know you're busy, even though you say you're doing nothing, you're busy. We have
nothing of substance, at least.
Yeah, right. Well, we have a bunch of stuff over there that you could do this weekend and some other times. That thing over there on the wall, it's called the... You know when people have been on the show, when we start that bit, and they look up at the big board.
Yeah.
You know they've been on the show before.
That knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming. Not that we're predictable.
No, that could never be the case. coming up here on the big board, we've got two basketball games. We have boys basketball, Ben Davis at Carmel. That's
tonight.
What? am I saying? That's tonight at 7:30 p.m.
And we will not have that game.
We will tonight. Not have that game.
But we will have...
the girls' basketball game. Yes. Carmel at Ben Davis. Also tonight at 7:30.
Yeah, I set them up. You knock them out of the park.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what we do.
No, I stuttered.
Nobody noticed.
Everyone noticed. We'll cut it out.
We'll cut that out in post.
We'll let that out in post. Monday, February 17th, is President's Day, and we will not have school. Yes. So we're going to be out on that day.
That, by the way, is a running joke that we have on the show. We'll cut that out in post.
And then we don't.
Then we don't.
We have the Wayne Winter Games, February 22nd, which I am under the impression we'll be talking about
today.
Yeah,
and the Giant Health Fair, too. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote that up there. I forgot that part.
And then College Girls Sunday, February 23rd at 2 p.m. So the day right after the games.
And we'll have Bill Wozniak from a couple weeks about that. So, And that is... the Big Bowl! So now we'll make a transition here with the microphone. You might want to shut it off first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And we will welcome in our guest this morning here on Voices of the West Side. And, you know, probably when you combine School Talk and Voices of the West Side, probably one of our most frequent guests, I would say, on the program. Joining us this morning is Lisa Bays from the Wayne Township Education Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's because I've been here a really long time, and I hit 25 years this year. So
wow.
That's why I might have been on here a few times.
Wow. 25 years with the Wayne Township Education Foundation.
Yes, indeed.
And we'll talk more about that organization here in case people don't know what it is. I mean, if you're in Wayne, you probably know what the Wayne Township Education Foundation is. But if you're outside, we'll talk about that a little more here this morning. And we're also joined by also a veteran of the show now. Well, when it was School Talk, the first appearance on Voices of the West Side, it's Madeline Diaz. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. And, you know, I'm not Emerson, but we've kept most of the things, you know, similar to what it was with School Talk. I don't have the jokes or the energy or the coffee, but, you know, we try to keep the format relatively the same. So welcome back to our program here. And it is, we're going into February. It's January 31st. And one of the traditions in Wayne Township for the last several years has been the Giant Health Fair and the Wayne Winter Games, which are coming up on February the 22nd, still at the ninth grade center? Is that how you enter?
Well, a combo. So the Wayne Winter Games is sort of the umbrella name for everything that happens that day. So we have the Giant Health Fair. We have the Wayne 8, which is our competitive event, and Madeline can speak to that. And we have our Giant Mile. So the Giant Mile is an indoor walk through Ben Davis, and everybody gets a really awesome water bottle when they finish that. So that's kind of a comprehensive thing. But the Giant Health Fair this year will be in the Ben Davis main gym. And the competitive event, Wayne 8, is in the multipurpose gym area.
Because I know in the past it's been kind of between the ninth grade center and the MPA here.
Door 3 and door 5.
Yes. So you're kind of taking over the whole place.
We do. We love
this time. So that's cool. So if you haven't been to the main gym in a while, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And they've also renovated the MPA recently, so the facilities are absolutely gorgeous. It's a good chance to get out and see those if you haven't, but also a good chance to really get out and see what the Wayne Winter Games and the Giant Health Fair and the Wayne 8 are all about. So what are they all about?
Well, it's such an awesome day of health and wellness and just fun. We try to make it accessible to everyone in the district, in our community. Whether you're 2 years old to 80 years old, there's something for you. We launched the day with our Wayne 8, which you do have to register in advance. And can I hand it over to Madeline
Absolutely.
To chat about what that event is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's our fitness competition. It is called the Wayne 8 because there are 8 different stations of different activities to do, physical activities. So you'll start actually with 200-meter runs. With a 200-meter run, then you do station 1, 200-meter run, do station 2, and so on until you get through station 8. We did this last year, and we had a really good turnout, so we're really excited to do this again this year. There are a couple changes from last year, though. The first one, major one, being that there is a partner option. So Originally, this was just for individuals. However, this year there is a partner option. However, with the partner option, you will not be competing for a prize. But if you're just wanting to try it out, but you don't necessarily want to do every single station, you can bring a partner with you.
Does it work like a tag team? Can you tag somebody in and do it? Is that?
Yeah, kind of. So you would choose if you're partner A or partner B. Partner A would do all the odd number stations. Partner B would do all the even number stations. So it evens out.
So how long has the Wayne Winter Games been going on? I know it's been many years. I know
I think there were 2016 or 17 was our start.
There were a couple years during the period that we don't remember. During the COVID shutdown, I think that it was that it was off. In fact, I think
he who shall not be named.
I know it's kind of like that fictional character that we don't talk about. But you know, when you look at this, what was kind of the start behind the Wayne Winter Games? What
as
got it
many
going?
Good things are, Dr. Butts.
Yeah.
So he has had this idea of probably the more competitive event side. Ben Davis is already doing a health fair annually, so we sort of hijacked it. we were able to partner up with Jessica Ernest at that time, who was an assistant principal here, and I think she was glad to kind of hand that off and let somebody else take some leadership. So then it was kind of a more comprehensive event, but really with the thinking that it's designed as a community outreach and support. It happens to be a fundraiser for the Wayne Township Education Foundation because of our sponsors. So he's like, we need to do something to engage the community. Let's do a competitive experience and let's do the less competitive and something for everybody with the health fair. At our health fair, we do all those fitness fun stations. Kids get a passport that they can have stamped at all the stations, and then they get a cool medal at the end. So there really is a little bit of something for everybody.
So when you look at it, it is held here at Ben Davis High School, but this is a Wayne Township event.
Correct.
It's not just a Ben Davis event. How do you promote it across the township?
Well, fortunate for us, Dr. Butts sends a communication out to, or the district sends communication out every week to families, so that is a pretty easy way. We also work with the schools. The schools will be doing school announcements here shortly, and just general social media and that type of thing.
And maybe being on talk shows.
And
I don't know.
And talk shows, know. Yeah. I'm sorry, my mistake.
It was like, well, that was kind of a stupid question because here we are promoting it right now here on Voices of the West Side. Lisa Bays and Madeline Diaz joining us here this morning talking the Wayne Winter Games and the Giant Health Fair. Now, Madeline, this may be more of a question for you. When you put together the kind of the fitness part of this, either the Wayne Winter Games part or the Wayne 8 part, when you put those together, what kinds of things do you take into consideration?
Sure. So we try to get a good mix of exercises that people are probably familiar with, but also some that people may not usually do. So for example, I mean, everyone probably knows what a burpee is. We actually have not included that, but we include things like ground overheads, which is taking an object, whether it's like a weighted ball or a weight of some sort, and taking it from the ground to overhead. Just trying to get people to see or use exercise equipment maybe a little bit more differently than they're used to. But also we try to make the exercises scalable or easy enough for people to complete without, you know, hurting themselves. So we try to take into consideration safety and just general exercise education.
Of course you'll probably have trainers and people there just in case you have situations like that. But I know like the Wayne Winter Games part gets pretty intense.
It can,
doesn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. So last year I thought it was pretty intense. The athletes get, I guess, started at different times, but anyone can come in and watch the event. So we had a little crowd there, and they were cheering on their favorite athlete or just people in general. So yeah, it gets really fun.
So, you know, we do have something for everyone in that comp. We, when you register, it's $15. You get the best t-shirt you're going to get for $15 out there.
There it is.
Heathered, that's heathered, whatever. This year is heathered, yes. Heathered forest green this year.
Actually similar to the color you're wearing.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so when they register, they're like, I'm just here for fun. So we know how to frame. You're not necessarily have to compete like mm-hmm. for intense experience. But then we also have an intermediate. I have some experience, and then we got advanced. I do this stuff all day long. So we don't want people to feel intimidated. We are running a contest this year, participation contest with the schools. The schools that have the most number of athletes who compete are eligible to win $500 wellness prize for their building. So we're pushing that this year. And we also would love to see out of season Ben Davis seniors who are 18 participate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we tried to nudge that last year. So we're keep pushing a little bit on the BD athletes who are out of season and 18, at least 18 years old.
Yeah, that's cool to get them there as well. You know, so if you're listening and you are a senior over 18, you may want to check into the Wayne Winter
Games.
They're
only $5. They don't have to pay $15.
Okay, there you go.
BD athletes, students are only $5 to participate.
This is, of course, Voices of the West Side. I almost said it. On Indy's Giant 90.9, we are talking about the Wayne Winter Games and the Giant Health Fair. We've talked a little bit about the Wayne Winter Games and the Wayne 8. We haven't talked much about the health fair, so what is the Giant Health Fair that goes along with it that will be in the gym?
Well, we're so fortunate to have Creative Schools in the mix, and they do fitness fun stations. We have nearly 100 different booths at this event. Everything from bicycle smoothies to 40-yard dash, face painting. We have the Ben Davis Junior ROTC, and they're doing a pull-up station, ball dribble, hula hoop. So there's all sorts of fun, plus there's also general information. We have screenings, blood pressure screenings, cholesterol, hands-only CPR. We're hoping, we haven't confirmed it yet, we're hoping that Cricket, the therapy dog for Hendricks Regional yes. Health, will be here. She was here last year, but we haven't.
She was a huge hit. She's so sweet.
She's busy.
So, she is busy, right? Yeah.
We might have frightened her off, actually. So it was a little.
I'm not going back.
It was a little intense. I don't know whether she gets a voice or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happens. Then this year, we're also featuring several of our schools, Garden City Dance Team, Westlake Swerk Program, which is, I think, dance and fitness. McClelland has Refit. Ben Davis Dance Team. Lyndhurst Cheerleaders, and they're going to be doing not only demonstrations, but they're also going to be doing a little class, mini class, to give some people some moves to move on their day. So that's sort of a new addition this year in terms of highlighting special dance/fitness programs in the buildings.
And the Giant Health Fair is free, correct?
Free. Oh, and prizes all day. Mm-hmm. We give prizes. We also have, separate from the Wayne 8, participation for the school that has the most people attend. We have a $500 grant for that building as well. Plus, we've got the Giant Mile, which mm-hmm. is super fun. If you've never seen how huge Ben Davis is, it's amazing. And we run this Giant Mile through the building, and we give a great water bottle when you complete it.
I love the Giant Mile. I'm not from the West Side here, so when the first year that we did this, I walked the Giant Mile, and I was like, okay, so this is how big Ben Davis is. I would do a really small high school, so it could fit in here like 10 times over. So being able to walk the Giant Mile to actually like see through Ben Davis was really neat.
Plus, we're under construction, so that'd be a little bit interesting, seeing what's happening on the construction side of the building.
That does bring up a good point. Have there been any changes due to the construction?
Not really. The Giant Mile, maybe a little bit, but not much at all. So it doesn't seem to be impacting. Other than, and this is not related to construction, it's more due to scheduling. There was nothing happening in the main gym this year, so we were able to take over the main gym for a change.
Snatched it right up.
Right on.
Yeah. This is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. We're discussing the Wayne Winter Games and the Giant Health Fair with Lisa Bays and Madeline Diaz here on WBDG. When you look at the the way this event has changed since it first started. What kind of changes have you seen over, what is it now, the
eight years
that you've had the Wayne Winter Games and Giant Health Fair?
Probably the biggest change is in the competitive event, which mm-hmm. used to be a team event of four people. So now we're an individual event with mm-hmm. a partner option if you choose it. But mostly the change in the team comp, trying to shake it up and let people know that it might be easier if you just don't want to coordinate a bunch of people and we'll make it easy on you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to the Giant Mile a little bit here, there, you know, so many rumors about how big Ben Davis is as far as when you walk these hallways. I've heard, oh, it's a quarter mile back to the Career Center. When you walk through, I know I've seen, like, there's a route mm-hmm. that you go through to get to 1 mile. And that is kind of, when you think about it, that there's a mile's worth of hallways at this school. That's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you can see the whole school.
Includes the ninth grade center, so you get a little highlight of the ninth grade center if your kids are happening to go there next year.
Yep. So both buildings are involved as well. Kind of going back to personal, not personal questions. We're not going to get there. But how did you get? I know you said it's your 25th year with the Wayne Township Education Foundation. How did you get started with the WTEF?
Ah, thank you for that. Mm. I've been in the nonprofit sector for almost 35 years now. So my work's always been kind of engaging the community in whatever the good deeds are that are happening. So fortunately, I started part-time with the foundation. My passion, I came out of kind of higher ed, actually, doing work with college students who did community service. And this opportunity kind of came up for me to transition and go part-time when I was starting to have a family. So I was able to do something more on the K-12 public ed side. And it's very joyful for me. I mean, one, teachers are my heroes, and the work that they are doing to help every student find their way just inspires me. So I was so excited to find my skills kind of connected to people I really love and care and am inspired by. So,
when you look at the Wayne Township Education Foundation, it's your 25th year, but it does go back a little further.
34 years.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that the WTEF does?
Thank you. Well, I'm going to hit the highlights because I know our time is limited because there are a couple things coming up.
You know, our 8 o'clock is always flexible. That hasn't changed either.
Okay. Well, for seniors, Ben Davis, Wayne Township seniors, actually, BDU Achieve Ben Davis seniors. We have scholarships available. Single application qualifies you for 11 different scholarships. So that's a big thing that's happening right now. And we have various funds that have been created by generous donors. Some are alum, some are corporate donors, and many of these are happening on an annual basis. So we have that. Teachers, today is the deadline for your grant, for our next final round of the year grant applications. And this is really the bread and butter of why we're here. So when a teacher has a cool idea, we're the place that we're hoping they're coming, and we can say, yes, we believe in your idea, and we're willing to fund it. So everything from DNA fingerprinting equipment to little coding bots in the classrooms, lots and lots of books we're funding. We funded a diesel engine to be converted into biofuel here at Ben Davis several years ago. So kind of a whole gambit, lots of money has gone into the Area 31 Emergency Services. We funded a CPR dog last year for them with help from the Tyler Humphrey Memorial Fund. So a couple things like that, and recognition. So Seniors Choice, John, you've received the Seniors Choice recognition. The top 30, those are programs that the foundation has have been pivotal to our legacy and history as supporters. We help to fund those things and recognize and honor staff members and students.
That's awesome. And you know, it's like one of those things, like, where isn't the Wayne Township Education Foundation involved when it comes to Wayne Township. And Madeline, you're a wellness coach here in the mm-hmm. district. So yes. What is that position and how does it kind of involve everybody here?
Yeah, so myself and my counterpart, Virginia Avila, we are the wellness coaches for MSC of Wayne Township. So we not only create all the wellness challenges for the faculty and staff, but we also aid in the HSA section as well. So if you're on the Wayne Health Insurance, we can do one-on-one coaching with you, either for the HSA incentive or just if you're wanting coaching in general. But yeah, half of our time is doing the challenge creation and the other half is doing the one-on-one coaching.
And how did you get into this?
Yeah, so my degree is in nutrition and dietetics from Purdue, boiler up. So I really just wanted to find something that I could work one-on-one with people and build relationship, you know, a little different than being in the hospital, which I have done myself before, but you know, with patients are usually only there for a certain amount of time, but with having clients one-on-one, you really get to build a good relationship with that person. So I was looking for more of a wellness coaching position and I happened to find Wayne when they needed one. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, that is, that's really cool that service is available mm-hmm. here within the township.
Yes. And it's free. So
yeah. Yep. So this is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. We've got a few minutes left here with Lisa and with Madeline. When you look at the Wayne Winter Games and the Giant Health Fair, the health fair you don't have to register for, you can just show up?
Just show up.
The Wayne 8? You do have to register. Yes. And the Wayne Winter Games, you have to register.
No, the Wayne Winter Games is just sort of the overall title of the whole day.
Okay.
It's an umbrella term.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Nothing. Only thing you have to sign up for is the Wayne 8.
Okay.
Which is, you have to register by February 15th.
So that's 2 weeks
yes.
from today.
And staff members, we're really, let's bring it out for the schools. We've got that competition going. If the school that has the most Wayne 8 participants, boom, boom. We're gonna give that school a little extra special something for wellness in their building.
And it's not going to be a big pizza, right?
That would be
a lot of pizza.
No donut day, no.
No donut day. But it everyone needs to be more healthy. I mean, I'm the poster child for that. So when you look at this event and everything, once again, health fair free, so you can show up on the 22nd, go through the health fair, the Wayne 8 again you need to register for, and they can do that online.
Wayne 8. Yes. Yep, right on our website, wtef.wayne.k12.in.us/events/Wayne Winter Games.
And you said that this is also serves as a fundraiser for the Wayne Township Education Foundation.
Not from the local folks. It's only from our sponsors. And if John's going to give me a second, I can give him a shout out. In particular, our WWG sponsors are KI Steel and Church Hittle and Antrim is our Giant Mile sponsor, which is a big sponsor. In addition, we have Platinum sponsors that support us all year long: Hendricks Regional Health, Schmidt Associates, Epic Insurance, Verigy, Apex Benefits, Indianapolis Airport Authority, IUI, School of Health and Human Sciences, and Meyer Najum. So we couldn't do what we do without their tremendous upper level of support.
So let's say that you're sitting at home, you're like, I don't like computers. Can you just show up and register on the day of? Is that possible?
Not for the Wayne 8.
Okay.
But for everything else, you just show up. You don't even have to register. It's just a show up kind of thing.
All right. Well, just trying to get all the details down.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, John, you know, because I always have an agenda. One more thing I didn't mention.
Absolutely.
I didn't mention we have, this is off the topic of Wayne Winter Games. Our Wayne Township Theater camps are coming up over spring break, so we still have spots open, and very soon we'll be launching what our summer camps are for theater. So,
and you do have the community theater?
No community theater this summer.
Really? Okay. I was just wondering. I hadn't heard anything about it, but
yeah, we've been a little quieter.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right. Well, anything else for the good of the cause before we go?
No, we just appreciate all that you guys do and the opportunities. Actually, we got a grant application. We're getting a grant application from you very soon, too, right? So we help support WBDG doing some field trips to help students have new training, learning, education.
It's our state conference that we go to every year. This year at Butler. So we'll be doing that in March. And it costs money to have buses and things. So we very much appreciate all the support, not only for that, but over the last 34 years that the Wayne Township Education Foundation has done for WBDG, and then since BDTV's been in existence as well. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you.
Anything else before we go? How can people, once again, find this information? Where can they go?
Families can just kind of pay attention to the Sunday e-news, the Sunday Parent Square that comes out. All this information will be in there. And you can also just hop on the district website or the foundation website, wtef.wayne.k12.in.us.
All right. Sounds good, Madeline. Thank you for being here as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really have fun being here each time.
Yep. And next week, normally I'd sit here and talk with Kieran now for a minute, but next week... guess what? Emerson's coming back.
Oh, nice.
Next week. So Emerson will be on.
What's going to be featured?
He's going to be talking about men's health issues, which fits right in with what we're talking about here.
Perfect. Right on.
So Emerson will be back next week to talk about that. So take a look at social media, and we'll be promoting that. And we have a lot more coming this month, trying to get Dr. Butts with all the different changes that are going on with the different administrations now, both in state and national. Lots of changes there. And then already mentioned Bill Wozniak. He'll be on to talk about College Goal Sunday later in February. So lots coming up. Spring break just around the corner. Hard to believe that as well. This year is going fast. They seem to go faster.
It does.
Every year.
I'm okay with going fast through January.
Yeah.
If we can, we can speed up, go to March, and then slow down.
Yeah, we got through the snow. Right. Hopefully that's it for that. We got enough. I know a lot of people like the snow, you know.
And, I wish we had it. It's been good this year because it's lasted a little longer than normal.
Right.
People are out cross-country skiing and everything. Even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not
well,
anymore.
And, that's, you know, people now actually got to go sledding this year and things. So that was nice. I wish it was more towards Christmas, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, hey, you know, we can't just, you know, order schedule snow.
Can't make a request, right. Yeah.
You can't DoorDash snow yet. There you go.
Yet.
Yeah, that's right. That's coming. So, I'm making that one. Kieran says he's making that right now. Mm. That might be what he's doing over there. All right, Kieran, I think that's going to wrap it up for Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.